Oh, you have this. Why don't you come up?
He said he has some. He's not sure if he has some cold or something.
Ah, okay. What's the law? What's the law in such a case? It's a mazik. Okay. All right. So let's. Where is he?
Who is he?
Rabbi Novak.
He's right over
there.
Oh, that's who you are. What are you having a bagel now? Okay. All right, so let's start like this. We're going more cases of Dina de Mafusa. As we go in more cases of Dina de Mafusa, we're going to have the only compilation I know of Dina de Mafusa, Dina Halokha. I didn't see anybody else that compiled it. What?
But you said it was mentioned in one of those encyclopedias.
There is, but it doesn't have. Oh, the Pratim it doesn't have. It just has the general rules. You know, things like this, where is Shulchan Aruch? It says, I didn't see any compilation. It might be the only one. Maybe we'll make a big publication. We'll be famous. Okay. Anyhow. So let's go. If you're going to have to call tonight, she used to, it's Chirus, then the Chirus Poyalim, then the Chirus Zirus, the Yoshu Bazaar. Mar Mokum, Shulchan Aruch, Shom, I mean, Minich Hashem Mishpat, Siman, Shin Tes Vav. That's it. So the same way a person can make any tonight he wants when it comes to Mekach, he can make any tonight he wants when it comes to Tzir. So that's Poshe the Hakdoma. That anybody can make any tonight they want when it comes to a rental. Whether it's Sphiros Poyal, meaning when you hire somebody, or Sphiros of a Hero. Any kind of Sphiros can make any Tanai that you want. Im lo hisnu shum Tanai beis, as holkim achamina kamedin. There is no Tanai, then the halacha is that you go above to the mina kamedin. Okay, let's see beis. So this is a Mori de Gezach. I am the Sefer Havas Chesed Shel HaChofetz Chaim. You know, HaChofetz Chaim wrote many Sfarim. Kitzus farim of Din Halachas that he felt there was a piercing in the door in Dos Halachas, like he wrote a whole sefer for the army. So at that point they started drafting people, and he they started drafting the people. It says in the Toldos that they went for 6 years to the army, Machne Yisrael, they went for 6 years to the army and they weren't getting married, so he had a whole campaign they should get married before they go to the army, even though they might never come back. Yeah, but he made a whole campaign that it's the fact that they're not married, it's going to be goyim, a lot of isurim for them when they're in the army. Even if they know they have a wife at home, that'll be a... Anyhow, so one of the sforim that he wrote was the Sefer Havas Chesed. And the Soy Chelek Aleph, he writes like this, Shebin yon etzchirus, yesh lefarish kol inyan ve'inyan, shebin etzchirus, should be a tzchirus there. That Zion belongs on the next line on the bond. Okay. Shebin etzchirus, Holchim Tomit Acha Minaka Medina. So by Schirus you always go after Minaka Medina. Vim Eino Meshalem Le Soicher. He's talking about a poil. Ke Minaka Medina Harit Zegezel Min HaToyra Echulo Ayin Shom. If you don't pay according to the Minaka Medina, so you see Klor the Chofetz Chaim is saying that when it comes to Schirus poil, you don't have to look in all the Protodinim in Choshe Mishpat, like what exactly is the Halacha, what is not the Halacha. But you go about the Minak HaMedina. We'll see more. Right? That's what you wanted to know.
Right.
Okay, we'll see. Ra'inoi b'shal shuvas Marashdam. Do you know who the Marashdam was? Okay. Marashdam was a chover of the Bet Yosef. So shuvas from that Kufa yet.
He lived in
Prague? I don't know where he lived, but it's correspondence between the shuvas Marashdam, their shuvas to the Bet Yosef. Cherech HaShemishra Tzinon Tov Lamed Bo Vezeh L'Shoinu. Mevayr bekitza. He says there, I'll be mevayr bekitza. Oh, we got a problem now, huh?
I'm a problem.
No, you're.
You know what?
Huh? Okay. Somebody's got to look at that. I didn't bring it up. I'll give you my sheets afterwards. How's that?
Okay.
All right. Because I have. If you press the button, I shoot them out again. I have to correct it anyhow. How can I give my sheets if I have to correct it? I don't know what to correct. Okay. Yeah. So it says like this in the Marashdam. Zeh l'shoinu. Vevar b'kitzer. ואומר שכבר פוסקו אחרוינו והורו לנו שאלו הדינים תלויים יויסר על פי המינק מעל פי דין תוירה. All these הלוכס וספירות are more tolui and דינים and the minik than על פי דין תוירה around the תשובויסות נהור הרבי ישראל בתוירס האודם and the run in the Ramban in Torah Sahara gam ken ela she mikol makom tarikh leida divrei Torah koiden. You have to know what this word Torah din Torah is anyhow. The achak levash kesha minik she af al pi she kos meino rav Yisrael zal sima shim mein beis she en tarikh levakish binyan ze minik vasikin, even though you don't have to go both to the minik vasikin, ela kol she noagu hakohol ken die, that's enough. Omnom Kosas came with Ella showing them on the Torah later the Mina Kavu of Poshutu, Shenohagu came when they are here like Olapachus Tlosa Zimni. But at least you have to know that the Minik of the Torahim is such that he at least in the near year were Noyik three times. Again, year of the Biro, Shem Lono Hagukach, Yuma Poemim, and Lassus Meister Negan Mashiyik so Din Toyer. Umiato Roy later, Vishnea Shelos Mash and Nero Midin Toyer, Viachakach, and Yesh Bekal. Reuven, the Kahal Reuven in the call of Reuven is Mina Kavua. So then, Kinim Saleel Yasekim in Hogam, Vim Lo Yasel Piyadin. We see Kor in the Marjdam that you go both to the Mina Kamedina rather than both to the Din Torah when it comes to the halachos of Schir. And that's all stated in Shulchan Aruch. Ken Hu Bigros Moshe Chelech Hashem Mishpun Sivan Al Siman Ayin Beis, where he writes with this Loshen of the Mokos Sheish Minak, Hochim Achara Minak. והטעם, זה בסתם הוא כהיסנו שהוא כהמינק. It's like the mayor's night, that's like the minus. ולכן אין חילוק מיהם שהנהיגו. It makes no difference who made this minus. ואף אם הנוכרים שהם רואים את השווה והנהיגו, נידו בדין התוירו, בסתם כהמינק. So then the התוירו would be בסתם like the minic in Schir. So this is a very important thing to know.
This would mean basically an employee can force you to pay him in cash. Because the Torah would say you've got to pay the taxes on him.
Who?
An employee can make you pay him in cash. I would think anyway based on this. Because in Torah, he's stealing the tax money. You don't pay him on the books.
So the
minic can pay him in cash. Most people get paid in cash.
That's a minic.
I don't know. Is it?
That's a minic. That's a funny minic. Funny. I don't think so. Yeah. I mean, let's see, right? I mean, you know this. You're an attorney. This is being taped here. The judges here. There are young students here.
Yeah, when you go for the Senate confirmation.
Okay. The Chok Hagonas HaDayer. So there's a choik hagonas adayer. That's the lotion for in Eretz Yisrael. And here the similar. I'm not a maven on it, but there's
raincoats.
You know, we're going out not to Poland. We're talking about rentals. So there's the rent code, the rent control. These are the type of things. Yeah.
Yes.
Yesh vaze harbe protim ledina. I am behoros. Behind lekam. Let's see in the horos and let's see what it says. I didn't want to come out with a clear cut. Stock where you always go by the Chok HaDayer, because as we'll see in the horror, and right, it's not that simple. So on the bottom of the horror, I'm going to have a Sefer Pitzchei Choshen, Hilchus Chiyus Perek Dali Horror Ches, Uve Perek Ches the Horror Test. Okay, that's what, if you want to look, a lot of protein, he has a lot of protein on this. Aleph, we're going to go through some of the protein. Tomit Holchen Mashem Mefurash Bechoyse Shel Schiris. What it says on the rental agreement, that's who we go by.
Dalit, what's the Dalit?
Dalit.
Dalit.
We may not be furish bechoyze, holchi macharamin. And if it doesn't say be feirish on the lease agreement, is that how you spell lease?
Or yeah, that's
yeah.
Right. That's it.
Holchi macharamin. Huh? What? No, I care. I need corrections here. You know what the hardest thing is to do when you. The hardest thing is to edit for spelling. Because no matter how many times you read it, you're going to read it right since you know what it's supposed to say. But somebody told me that the real editors read it backwards. So that they have no hassog of what it's talking context about. You just have to realize what they are. Anyhow. Huh? You read it out loud, that helps.
No, you talk about what backwards. Thanks.
But this should be in the spell check. You know, we have a lawsuit going against Microsoft. Okay. Now, let's see Dalit on the bottom. That's Bitri Choy Shisham Simondal. Okay. Nothing more interesting. Gam Avot in Dinim, Donim Api Choy Kadayorim. The Dinim in Eretz Yisrael, anyhow, they pass and according to the rent law of the Medina. That's where Bitri Choy Shisham is made, and he certainly knows. Okay? Right. Now, this that I wrote, that you always go after a minute if there is no lease, that's poshut. And this that the lease takes over the minik, the lease comes before the minik, that's also poshut in Shulchan Aruch, because in Shulchan Aruch it says that the lease takes precedence, any tonight that you make takes precedence of anything that it says in Shulchan Aruch about schiris. So when it says nothing, or there is no prevalent minik, they go back to the Shulchan Aruch. So kosh again, that at least would take precedence over a minik. If you can make a tnai on what it says in Shulchan Aruch, not to go by what it says in Shulchan Aruch, so kosh again, you can make a tnai not to go both to the minik. And in Gros Moshe it says that the fairish, I don't know what happened, why it's not here in the footnotes, so I thought I put it. Yeah. Medina de Machusa. Oh, so that's what I mean to say. I don't think Dina Machusa would apply if you make a tnai against it. Because if you can make a tnai against the Shulchan Aruch, you can certainly make a tnai against the Dinei Malchus. You know, when it comes to cases where you can make a tnai. So how much is it befeirish in that shul, which we'll see later, maybe it's here somewhere. I mean, I thought I put it in. But if I didn't put it in, I put it in. But Rav Moshe says in the tshuva, he says clear, when it goes to rent control, which we'll talk about after, that if you specifically... The masker and the soicher, the tenant and the landlord and tenant specifically wrote that they are not going to abide by the rent control laws, then the din is with the masker. Even though the minik, and there he's talking about minik, even though the minik is to go above the not he's not talking about rent control, he's talking about the fact that you can't throw out a tenant. Okay, but I will see. Okay. Even though you go both to the Chok HaDayorim, for our purposes the rent laws, now in Eretz Yisrael they have special botanim, I imagine they have that here too, special courts that take care of only of this line of tenant disputes. So it says you can't, I'm saying that you can't go there, that's the most positive thing, but it's better to be machmer. And definitely, if the chok is not clear, which many times there'll be a fight between two lawyers. One lawyer will say one thing, right? Like we know it happens over here too. That one lawyer says that this is the law, and the other lawyer says that that's the law. So, and then in such a case, there's no minik and there's no dinner de machusa, right? And even more than that, we saw already the Sma says that that when it says dinner de machusa dinner, it means whatever the dinner de machusa is, which is in the books. But it doesn't mean the interpretation of an individual judge. And as the judge decides to interpret the law a certain way, so he's certainly no better than the Rosh Bezdin interpreting the law. So in the Chok HaDayorim, it's up to the Rosh Bezdin to interpret what the law is, and we have to go by him more than we will go by a judge, especially when if you ask a shaila lahavdil by the judges, they'll each one will have a different opinion. Then in such a case, the opinion of the dayan will be more valid than the opinion of the judge. Right. Yes. Oh. I'm the Arichas. Oh, it's in a base. Oh, maybe it could be without the base. Arichas Shash Chuvas Minchas Yitzchak Chele Beksim and Pevav Esel Lishoin. So there was a Shaila from an American Rav. I think the same Shaila is in the Gros Moshe from the same Rav, if I'm not making it, but I'm not sure. There's many shailas in the Michas Yitzchok that were asked both to the Gros Moshe and both to the Michas Yitzchok. You know what a Michas Yitzchok was? Zion Wise. Zichrono Livracha, he was the head of the Eilech HaRedis. He was nifta 9 years ago? I think so. Yeah, he was nifta after the Tzad Merov. Yeah. Because they were waiting for him to come for the Levaya, remember that. Anyhow, the Michas Yitzchok was the Rav in Manchester and then the Rav in Yerushalayim. He was a huge guy, I think it's 11 volumes of Chuvos Michas Yitzchok, and each one is a shtick goyness. He was unbelievable. So anyhow, so he has the Ashayla landlord-tenant dispute. Well, not dispute, but a landlord wants a tenant out, And the particulars of the shaila is that the tenant, the landlord, has many children, many more than when he had rented out the apartment.
And
one of the landlord, many children, and therefore he needs to expand his apartment. And he has a letter from a doctor saying that one of the children is sick and he has to have his own room. And therefore he...
That's the same
thing. It's the same shot. So he wants the tenant out, and a pichoik of the dayorim can't throw out a tenant. That's the shaila there in the Michazit. So in the middle of Tshuva, he says like this.
Yeah, New York, you can get rid of him for that reason.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? Okay.
Personal
that's sick?
No, personal use.
You want to take over the apartment?
Oh, okay. If that's the law, then that's the law. But let's say that I will be, again, we are being theoretical here because we're going by what the Tshuva says. So they've locked in wherever this Tshuva was, which I think happened to have been in New York, from the Shoya was in New York. I mean, but whatever, the Michal Sifka is only Kapaskin the way it's told to him. He can't Paskin.
Right. Okay.
So he says that the Shoyal, one of the things is the Shoyal was a big goin. What was his name? There's a lot of Igros Moshe to him. A Rafa goin, was a Rebbe's name.
This Shoyal, the one that
Igros Moshe was Shalom 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 Shalom
Shalom Shalom Shalom Shalom
Shalom Shalom Shalom Shalom Shalom Shalom Shalom Shalom Shalom Shalom Shalom Shalom Shalom Shalom Shalom Shalom Shalom Shalom Shalom Shalom Shalom Shalom Shalom Shalom Shalom Shalom Shalom Shalom Shalom Shalom That's not clear. What the din of the Malchus is not clear. The advokaten, you know what that is?
Okay,
that's you guys in Yiddish. The advokaten in German. The advokaten, lawyers. They have ferengrafen, whatever that is. Okay, in the paragraph. Each one has his own pirush and what it says in the law. That's what the Rechaim writes. Okay, I got now cause the tshuva says Shvus Yankov, and the Shvus Yankov writes in the tshuvas. The Alpi Haroiv Eino Mechuvonim the Yoseim Yachad. Alpi Roiv, the lawyers themselves can get together to say what the law is. Yeah, Ra Kolechad Oimer Lefi Oimer Daito. He once says according to his own. So how can you be so much on them? What the meaning is? They themselves don't know. Also that about somebody who comes to Khan will see something so about this later. They call Zero Nemar, Elo Behani Dinishalahem, she do a purse on the call, believe pickbook. They know Mishtana Cloud. That's something that's clear in their dinner, so he has to go about their dinner. Ala Shior dinner. That it changes according to the day of the shofet or the legal shofet. Then definitely on this you don't go above to the din of the malchus. So it has to be that the din is 100% clear before you go ahead and go above to the din of the malchus. So that's why I wrote on top that even though the yesh matirim to go to the special courts of rent, the rent courts, that's only in cases where it will be a clear cut law. That is, the law is not clear cut, and I just start talking to lawyers, and each one has their own opinion, right? And therefore, we'll go to a judge. That I guess in America, what makes a judge a judge? The fact that he's elected.
And we have appointed and elected.
Appointed and elected, right? So, or certainly a jury. I mean, the jury is not any, you can't say better day than anybody else. I mean, that's tough, right?
His job is to figure out what the law is
and who
applies.
And there would be no.
Who, the judge?
Yeah.
So what do you want to tie in? So you want to tie in that since we live here, and the whole thing has to do with the fact, the whole thing of the Malchus is because we live here on the Tanai, so we accepted the thing Malchus, whatever it may be. So we have accepted the fact that the judges are the decisors on this thing. But obviously the Poskim don't say that. The Poskim are saying that because, if you remember, that's the Sman of Teshuvos of Rashba. That when it says Dina Malchus Adina, it doesn't mean what the judges decide. It seems like it means what the legislative branch, those laws. But when a judge goes ahead, so why should he be better than the dying?
Every law.
Are basing on the rest stabilization law is the law that's written by the legislature.
Right. So if it's clear, if the law is clear, then you go by the law. If the law is to be interpreted, it could be interpreted in different ways.
You have that with the whole belt is like that.
Right, exactly. So that's what they're saying, the question. Since the whole belt is, you have to interpret these laws, so who says that you have to go by the law? That's neither the Makusa. You have to go by the minute. Do you have to go by the lawyer who individually is interpreting that law when you have another lawyer that will interpret it different? No, they all go. I'll go to Rav Moshe Feinstein and I'll tell them these are the laws and you interpret it. But the one thing is clear, that the Besen has to go by whatever the rent law is. Whether you can go to our Kois, so the Yesh Matirin, and there's a sefer called Kois V'Tzot Poiskim. I only have one chelik. I don't know where the other. It's similar to the Ebenezer. This big chelik of, what's it called in Ebenezer? No. Also something Poiskim. But there is a Choshimishva Kois V'Tzot Poiskim. And in there, he brings a lot of material to go to special rent landlord and tenant courts. Because the time that it says this, or the Nechoshe Mishpa, that you don't need a bezin for something that has to do with Minaka Soichrin. They can go to their own. Their own Soichrin themselves can make a little court. So they should be no different than that. Which is what is time, that's why the Yesh Matir. And that type of thing. But then I'm saying, but if it's not clear, then certainly you don't go by the Sodina the Moses. Okay.
This Heora is
in
not.
In each case, you have to ask a shayla.
And this Heora is not restricted to landlord and tenant. This is Dinim Shalahem Shiaduma Fusama Kopa.
Right.
And that's everything Dinim the Machos.
Across the board.
So and this really eliminates Dinim the Machos again.
Well, no, nothing. It eliminates.
Right. Because
there is no law. There is no law.
The way you can go when you go to
a. Absolutely not. I tend to disagree with you. Dinim Lachus Adina is 100% applies. It depends. You have a machloikis, right? What the law is. The decisor of what the Dinim the Machus is, not to be the lawyer, but it's to be the Rosh Bezin.
Absolutely, that's okay.
But that doesn't
take.
In other words,
who
is the Dina? Right. They're looking at the Constitution. It says in the Constitution, Second Amendment, right. The right to bear arms should not be infringed upon. Then it's a machloikas what that means. Right? So then, when it comes to that machloikas, what that means, right? I mean, if it would have any sort of application, so then we wouldn't care that the machloikas is in the Supreme Court that they should decide, but we'll go to Rabbi Yashiv and he should decide, you know, how do you interpret this thing? And that's what Din El Machusa means. Now, that's what I'm saying.
And the way Rabbi
Under our law, if party submitted a dispute to an arbitrator and they have to interpret the law,
right.
The arbitrator doesn't have to go ask the judge, what would you decide? The arbitrator decides, even though he's not an elected judge.
Right, so then Zichr, then Din El Machusa would be such that you don't have to go to a judge. You can't, you don't have to go to a judge.
But why would this whole thing, our law, the common law, has evolved? I mean, the judge writes an opinion today. You don't know, that may end up being, in 5 years, not Master Rosh Basin's law. Whatever the judge decides at this particular case.
Oh, so that complicates the matter, because if you look in the Chulas of Rashi, what it says this, he says specifically that it's Din of the Machusa, but not the Din of the judges. He doesn't care about what the judges do. So presidents, because some judge passing like that, may not be Din of the Machusa. I'm not sure. Again, I'm not saying. As I find more information, you got to realize one thing. Nobody that I know of sat down and decided, I'm going to write a safe on Din of the Machusa. I mean, it could be that I didn't see it.
Even that safer I gave you on Bashiro?
That sefer by Shiloh is not something that I'm used to. I tell you why I'm not used to it. I'm used to a sefer that goes down to the point. Not that has a whole historical arichus. You can want for pages and pages. I mean, he hasn't said anything. Just pages and pages and pages. I mean, I don't know if that's
a lawyer.
Yeah. So I didn't have to. I really didn't have to.
Also, yeah. One judge said.
He opened up a sefer like the Pisgei Choshen. There's not a word. The problem with the Pisgei Choshen, I can say it publicly, is Kimat, many times, he doesn't misquote, but the Marimokan that he gives is Kimat always wrong. It's like he has a knack for that. That he tells you a Marimokan, and then you go look for it, and you don't find
it. He just towards the torture.
Like that Chazan.
I know. He wants to torture.
You know? So I think, my feeling is that he's such an Ilui that he doesn't open up the Svarim when he writes. He just must be writing from memory, and therefore the Marim Koimus. But they're always there, but the question is where? Yeah. If you say Kufnun Dal, it means Kufnun Hey. In one place, it says Kufnun Hey, it means Kufnun Dal.
We had one time.
You have an illegal
source check. the professor, and he's a very big Hebrew. But whenever he's citing laws in the 1920s, that he doesn't remember exactly what it is.
Yes.
So
look it all over.
One judge is not necessarily bound by what another judge decides anyway. It's just as argumentatively. Now, if you go to the appellate court, the appellate division, a judge is bound by what the appellate division where he's sitting is. In other words, you know, the one covers a certain...
I understand. So that's the shyly.
The rules of New York State, whatever they say, that is the law.
That's the law in New York State.
Everyone has to follow the New York State. The Court of Appeals decision is an interesting question. What effect does that have on me?
I'm dealing with muscle, sir. Right?
We'll
see as we go along, see what other information. So far, what I have found is this. I haven't found anybody that says, you know, not like this. But let's see right. Let's see what we find right there. I don't remember what I wrote. Yeah? Okay. Right there. Paul should hold. Where are we holding?
אם יש
צדוד עם לחוק המדינה הולכים אך הדין צעיר פס
It's okay, you just tell him, that's okay.
Yeah, I want to know. It's missing a Dawood. I don't mean to make an extra tzaddik. Take the tzaddik and make him into a Dawood. Okay. Yeah? Weiter. Poshut hu, shim hisna keneged hachoik hokhin hacharat nai. We said that before, I don't know. Did we say that before?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the yud? Sham ubigros Moshe choshim mishvat aleph siman ein beis. Moshe says it beferush, he can make a tnai keneged hachoik. So that it is in that rent thing, he says the beferush, even though I don't know if he doesn't bear riches, he says it, he would have made a tnai not to go by the thing, then the tnai would have been valid.
You're not allowed to make a tonight.
So if that's the case, Ramoshi says, "Befer you
could."
And I think it says, "Is the lotion there?" I have it here. Do you have it there?
Yeah, right.
Is the lotion there? Even if the pichoy, I think it says, even if pichoy came. Huh? I mean, I'm not sure. He has it. Did you find it? I have it here somewhere too. אין הוא של היוך על המאסק להר ואף כשאיסנו המאחל של שוס להויסה נוסק Find it there? No, I don't think he doesn't say that.
So he doesn't say it?
If it's connected in Malchus, he doesn't say
it. It would seem to me that that the Moshe would be masking that it would not be Chal, because it's against the Malchus.
He doesn't
say
that. There's
no Jews doing that to Malchus. No, it says like this. Avo, Leilu Shesokru Acha Shekwar Nasi Din Mea Malchus. Yeah? ולא יהיסנו בפירוש שכשיובה הזמן יהיה מחויב לוצס אלא סתם הווי כהיסנו דעדיית הדין המלכוס יזכו לו so he's saying but if they would have made a tonight even though it's connected to the din המלכוס the tonight would have been kind I mean I don't know if you could be medaic usually you could be medaic so much on the Hebrews motion again you want me to read it again?
Yeah, I'm
like
I thought that was
young ritual let me read it again he says like till now he's saying that if you rented before there was a law like that, right? Then you could throw them out, even though if it's against the law. Because you can't say that you rented a tnai or something, that's the minik when there was no such minik. Now, if you rented it for 5 years, Right? The soccer rented it for 5 years. Then within those 5 years, the city council got together and changed the law, and they said, no such thing as throwing out a tenant. Yeah? So now, the Ramosha says, before you could throw them. It's no problem. I connected in the Malchus. You can't say when there was, it wasn't on his das when he made it, when he made that lease. There, right? Right. Right there, it's mashmeh that we don't care about the din malchus. It all has to do with the fact. So you got to realize. If you remember a good time for din malchus, there was a time of Iran because he owns the land, he could throw you out. We said that's not the halacha. The Shulchan Aruch says in Eretz Yisrael also. Right. So then, what's the other time? It's ratnai. You made ratnai. You live according to ratnai. So since ratnai works in din mamonos in most things, so kilu you made such a ratnai. So Ramosh is applying that time. So, you know, when I rent an apartment, so I'm renting according to the tnai. I live here, so I made a, so it's kilo, I made a tnai with the landlord that this rental, unless we otherwise stay, is according to the Minaka Medina, because I live here, so I live that here on that tnai. But if when I rented it, there was no such Minak, so then you can't say that I made such a tnai, so then the Din Torah would apply. Which the Din Torah is whatever is written on this tnai, that's what it is. But then it says like this, I'll read you the Losh. Those that rented after already, there's the rent stabilization program or whatever it is. And they went in make at night. Then it's given they made such night that a date din malchus it sounds from Ramosha that even though the law is not that
you don't know in that case.
Yeah.
If it means necessarily that the law was that if you made such a tnai, it could be that everyone could make such a tnai.
You mean legally you can make such a tnai too?
Could be.
It could be. But from the fact that he says before, can what if you if I rent an apartment in 1922, not rent stabilization. Now comes 1995, the landlady wants to throw me out. Right? And now there is rent, so will be the law. Ramosha is saying clearly, I don't care what the law is. There was no tonight when I rented it.
Well, what, for a lot of the lease renewals, it was the law.
Hmm? Well, I'll have to, don't change my case.
I think one had 99
case where there was no 99 lease. There was no. And now the law is that you can't throw me out. Tan Ramosh is saying if that's zikr that you can't say there was a tnai in the choshem mishpat, mikdin choshem mishpat. But we'll see. Let's see what happens.
Well, what did you say that there was a tnai that you're living here? Whatever the laws changed, that's also part of the tnai.
That's the question.
Right.
How far is this tnai going to go in? How far is this tnai?
Oh, Ramosh is saying that that's not so. The tnai is when you rent it. What is it? What's the bottom of my das? That is going to be at one time a law like that. And maybe I'm saying a tnai that it does. You don't say that. That's not on the das of people.
But the law is always changing, so there doesn't have to be part of
the question. Maybe in Ramosha's case, really, they didn't, it's almost like a new thing. Rent said that was an emergency tenant act that happened as a result of something drastic. So they didn't anticipate it. It was something that was drastic. They didn't anticipate it. It was something new. But if you know already that there every year, and this is the way it is with the legislature, every year there's going to be another change. So maybe that's a different child.
All right, we'll see. I mean, my poshut opinion, I will say not like that.
You're saying that
if you take a poshut the way he says it, so it goes by the time when I rented this apartment, that was the minute.
The din of the machlokes din would only apply if when it was existing whenever you entered into the deal, whatever
right,
deal.
Because
if there's any change in the law.
Because by definition, the din of machlokes works before, because it's like at night. It's a pre-agreed night between two people that work in
Choshim. So even a law that comes
out. The we'll see later on in the Nezikin. Right, we said, and somebody I think you wanted that we should know the din nezik. It seems clear that there's no din in the machusa that's not applying nezik. All the mamazik, there's no din in the machusa. Shor mamazik, all the mamazik, anyway. Ramosh is less of a favorite. I don't know who pointed it out, I think Mark. You pointed it out. The law's in Igor. Huh?
You don't even want to say it.
In Igor, Ramosh is less clear that by nezik. So I was thinking, why doesn't it apply by nezik? The thing is, Pasha, because by Nezikin, you can't make a tonight. That's if right. The Torah says, right, that a short time pays Chatzinezik, you can't make a tonight that the short time should not pay Chatzinezik. When it comes, I'm making a deal with you. So you can't make a deal. Hey, by the way, my short is about to be Mazik. But I want you to know that I want to make a tonight, and when the short is Mazik, me, I want Nezik Sholeh. I don't want the mate of Horus, and I want all these things.
I don't want a brown shearing to be
done. Right. So anyhow, so we can't, right? Such a tonight you can't make. So the choyo, that's why there's no din in the Malchus, on the din of the Zikr. I mean, Moshe says Mesayrish, right? We had the Igros Moshe, he pointed it out, I had forgotten, but Moshe says...
But you can't say that in case things happen, let's work with
it. Let's look at it, let's see the Mazik.
That's all I'm going to ask for, you know, yes. A tonight, you can't make a tonight against personal injury. I mean, under UTC, if you're selling goods and stuff like that, so you can't make a tonight that... I'm not gonna. If something happens to you from this, then I'm not gonna be liable.
Let's go back to we have a new rule that we're not gonna argue law.
Right.
He's like quarter to ten.
I'm the landlord. I have a question though. Didn't you say Batadai Tel Eitzel Bnei Adam? So when you look at what rogue people in the Shalom Ramosha about whether you look at what the laws are changing, wouldn't you look at perhaps what rogue people are thinking? If rogue tenants in New York City expect, when we know...
That rogue tenants are thinking that, hey, wait a second. I know those gangsters in the legislature. They're going to pull a big one over me.
Yeah.
And they're going to say that I can't throw away my tenant. And they're going to do the 5 years from now to my mate.
No.
I mean, it's hard to say such a thing. I mean, first of all, I don't think rogue people think like that.
Who says
wrote
to New York thing?
First of all, well, we'll see after. I mean, we'll ask this to the lawyers after 9:45. Is their grandfather close or such a thing? I don't know.
They have it. Every legislation has one of those men.
Okay, weiter. So the Malcolm Shechoka de Yorim Hu, Shamaske, and Oyoko, the Hoytzi Asloiche, Af Acha Shekosos Manoi, Kosmashi Roytzi Lodushon, the Maske, landlord can't throw out the tenant as long as he wants to live there. So only according to our dinim, there's a mistake there here too. You can't throw him out. Yeah. Yer Aleph, Igros Moshe, Choshen Mishpat Aleph Simanayim Beis. That's our famous Igros Moshe. Hokim Azay Acharam Minek, Ve'ayin Od Mizeh B'Shal Shubis Yimre Yoshech, Elik Beis Simen Kufnun Beis. Bekol Ze, In Din HaMalchus Mevurer, Aval Im Gan Bedineim HaDin Einu Mevurer, Ozdonim Asid Din Toyu. Beis, Shaz Shu is Minchas Yitzchak, same one as before. Chelik Beis, and this is the Lashon. Ubechein, this is his Matkona. You don't have it?
Yeah, on the next page.
I guess 2 pages.
Oh.
Now that is?
Yeah, both sharing.
Okay, you can share. I'm next week, I'll bring more. Okay? You have it? You're looking? All right. Ubechein, Kima Shekosach Voitara Sarah. Okay. Shegam. Hadina de Malchus Adina, Eino Mevura Beze. This is again, they're going Mibuchach, not Mibuchach, what was his name again? Rubin Haber Chechenov. Given she Amaskir, Yesh Be Yodo, Tehuda Meharoifte, Shebim Neymate Briat Yelodov, Muchrach Lios Lodira Marvachas. The Adobo, again, he has this Tehuda, right? The Adobo Tolu Oy Behachros Ashoifet Berkois, and the Shoifet in their course, he has to make a Achro what the Halacha is. What the law is, in there, mesapeket leotziyot. If that's enough to throw him out, veyofa hevi b'zeh mashikos b'tshuvas divrechaim leim yandinu mechus adino. The other duo shendet diyo mechus adino keis borer. That's the same. This is the same quote as before. The advokatin kolechot oim meperish ech acher beparagraphin betorich uman boki b'zeh ainsho. Okay, our guys mechus b'tshuvas b'siyanko the apiroi pena mechuvon in the same yachad. Like our case where the person is sick and he needs a bigger apartment. The Israel, they call Ikar or Erchi. The Vada was the law of Sinan Basrei Naisho. Then came Mikol Sheken Mashine. I went to the same line. They call Ikar, the Machloi Keshonu Kenin Soleil. The Oi, the Kai Gavne, they have a fake of Bedino de Machusa. Hareshu Shayach, they stam in the Hatz de Kamaske. Then if we go back to the two time in Apicho Shemishpa that the Maske is right. They have a suffix when it's here, but Takona, Gamma Akhtois Achoshim, Okina Adino, Kinin Saleh. They will give Akhtois Achoshim that whenever you have a snake on the Din of the Malchus, then you have to go both to the Din Toyo. Beis, the second, Amaske Habe Hamuchzak, Gam Nagoin. Who was it? I forgot already. The Rak, the Sophic, the sake of the Dinah, Sphirole, the Asoikin Nikra Muchzak, Kenira Leo. So it's like this, it's a Shaila, who is the Muchzak? The Muchzak. So now you have a Sphirole, the Dinah, so Amoiti Mechavera of Araya, so it goes both to the Muchzak. So here the Shaila is who's the Muchzak? The owner or the tenant? So most Rishonim hold that the soicher, the tenant, is the muhzak, not the mask. Except, I don't remember who, one of the Rishonim, one of the tshuvas brings that the maskir is the muhzak. So Mimela, he wants to say here, yeah? The Rak is fake of the dinas for you, they saw him and see his whoever this going is, I forgot who he is. The Rak. The Sveika de Dina, Svirle de Hasoich and Nikra Muxak canal. Akein, Gamdaiti, who are Neo Maskemet, the Dirik Void, Toras Rasha, Esle Hastik, as a Maske beneath the Didan, Ubazi and Yedido, Deutschland, Torosok, Layom, and Yitzchok Yanko voice. So he's basking that since there's Svekas in the Dina de Malchusa, that's basically what he's facing in Dina, then you go back to the Din Toira, and according to Moshe Rishonim, whenever it's a Sveika de Dina. Then the muhzak turned to be the masker rather than the soicher. So he passes that you could throw out the tent.
I thought you said that the rak was said was in the office, feel like that stuff in the muhzak.
No, the rak was fake at the dina. If it's a sofik in halacha, then in such a case, the soicher nikra muhzak. But when it's not fake at the dina, when the dina is chlor, with the masker, then you don't say, Hamoitzi mechaber olof harai. On the mask. But since here it's not a sveika de dina, but it's a dina de malchusa dika sveika, but if it is clear, so when it's a sopping in the dina de malchusa, so then it's going with the divrei chaim, that you don't go up to the dina de malchusa, you go up to the din toyer.
Isn't that so, like it's whether or not when there's a question about the dina de malchusa, you have the bezin interpret the dina de malchusa, or you go back to the din
toyer? No, so he's saying like this, if there's a question of the dina de malchusa and it can't be interpreted, right? He's not talking about the best interpreting it. He's saying that the Malchus doesn't know how to interpret it. And then the whole thing is going to be followed on the Hakro of whichever judge you get. I mean, sometimes it's a potluck. I mean, I know that some of the real estate guys that I know always want a certain judge. Because he's most of the time going with the landlord. Right? And then they can tell you, but if you're a tenant, don't go to that judge. Go to the other judge. So that's up to the Hakro, personal Hakro of the judge. So he's saying to me, because he's in such a case, that's not get altogether din in the machus. That's our problem for shoifet, which we don't go by there. Right? So therefore, we'll go back to the din Torah. And in the din Torah, in this case here, says the din is with the mosque.
When did we say before that you said that we have a question in the machus, we'll go to the bed and let them interpret din in the machus? When does that apply?
Oh, that's not the min chasidko. He doesn't say that. It's a question, says that. That even though they are special.
Yeah, sort of.
No, I don't know if it's a machloikas, they're just not talking about it. I mean, I don't know what the Michas Yitzchak would hold if by dying it's clear what the din in the mouth is. I don't know what he would hold. Maybe he would be moided. But could be the case here that it's open to interpretation, so even the Dayanim would interpret, can say, well, I could say it's either here, or I could say it's over there. So in the entire Gobos also the Roy, but I don't, in the Mechusa, it seems like you go back to the Din Torah. That's what he seems
so
to be
saying.
Was
saying that if it's not there, then
you might as well. This is talking about altogether different Shaila. This is the question talking about the Shaila where you have the courts, the landlord tenant dispute courts. Are you allowed to go to those courts? First, he says, clear, we go by the Sfarka Dayor. That seems everybody holds. Mechus Yitzchok is master, and everybody's master. Yeah? Then he says, now that we go back to the Chalka Dayor, and he's not even talking with the Arsnik, can you go to their court? To this special landlord tenant. So he says in the Koyvet Tapoy scheme, it's a machloik. He's showing him that you're not allowed to because it's no different than going to our Koyz. And going to our Koyz is zichel. That you're not allowed to do that. That's also. I mean, we'll get to the, but Pashit, that's also. Right? I mean, the Poy scheme, they're all there, the Poy scheme don't work, whatever it is. But Pashit, in the Pashit, the halacha, going to our Koyz is certainly a nisu, probably a nisu derisa. Yeah? So he's clearing, is that called a koiz? And the koiz of Paiskin means it's material because the soichin can make their own arbitrators at Pidin. So there's no difference than their own arbitrators. But yes, I'm reading that that's not so. right? Then he is moisif himself, right? That even though al pidin you have to go back to the choy katayorim, but since many times when you go to these akois, you see that it's not clear, and he says so therefore you have to go to the dayonim and let them interpret what the minhag is, and then if that can't be interpreted, then you have to go back to the din Torah. So I don't know if there's a machlokes in the minhag Yitzchok. They're not talking about any. He's not talking about any specific case. He's talking in general. What would be the din? Okay, let's go weiter. This is a new subject. Now we finish with the tenant subject. V'amrina bedin shcheinim din edamachusadim. In din shcheinim, you don't say din edamachusadim. You don't know what shcheinim means.
Neighbors.
Neighborly relation. You don't say din edamachusadim. There's a whole kimara home. I mean, big chelik of a mesecta of vatsher what the din is in the din shcheinim. Yeah, what a shochin can do and what he can't do, and that's nezikin. That's already not din emomenus, but that's nezikin. So on that, Rav Moshe, he goes Moshe, choshe mishpat beisim and samich beisim zel leshoino. This is the one that Marty he pointed out. I had forgotten about it. Told me this yesterday. It was there. Shelo yiyu shoftim acherim donim beofen acher. You know, he's talking about the din emalchus. I don't know why I start here. Shegam ken efsha yovo leharer al din emalchus. Avinyonin shelo shayech ze kegon biyirusha sabatim abein shen zeinion medini. Kokach, the harbe inchi morishim kirtzoinam. You can write any will you want. We had this before. Bechein benizke behemel shatoyer chayev chiyeva. Afim heim potri lo shayev ze le dinah demalchus. That's all not shayev to dinah demalchus. Now I'm not sure where Moshe will hold the other way. If the malchus is mechayev when the toyer patis, it's ain't klor. When the toyer is mechayev, the malchus can patis. But how about when the toyer patis, can the malchus be mechayev? Doesn't say that the fairish in the Gros Moshe. We'll have to see. Bechein chiyuv shoymrim.